Much better. I'm still probably, I don't know, I got to step on the scale here today, but the other day I was like 245, so still probably about, you know, a nice 8 to 10 pounds would be good. I don't know where I'm at today. I haven't stepped on the scale, but it's coming back. Appetite's picked up immensely, and but yeah, I feel good. I feel good. Felt my lungs felt good out there on Sunday, so but yeah, ready to rock.
What do you see from Matthews on film? You know,
the
rookie on the blind side.
It's more what Matt does. Matt's so good at getting that ball out. You know, obviously, you know, Matthews is a good player. There's not a whole lot of film on him. Go back and watch some of his college stuff, which is even hard to get a grasp on that too, because Manziel was kind of running around. But he's obviously a big kid, obviously athletic kid. You know, they took him in the first round for a reason. So. But, you know, we got to be right. Actually, you know, I was just watching film, and Steven Jackson, he's running the ball with some youthful exuberance, so to speak. And then, you know, what Matt can do, it can make it hard to get to them. I mean, ball's out quick. They do a lot of max pro. I mean, we're going to see a lot of chips, a lot of 7-man protection. So it's going to be one of those things, just not get frustrated and not get into those battles of worrying about that, is just trying to beat the man in front of you and see what happens. Hopefully the quarterback has the ball when he gets there.
You faced Mike Tice, Coach Lyons, when you were in Minnesota facing the Bears. Is there something that Tice does that you're kind of familiar with?
Max Pro. Yeah, a lot of chips, a lot of Max Pro type stuff. So, you know, the same thing. I swear, every time we played the Bears, it felt like we got them right after they just got shellacked. And it was just like, boom, 8 people, you know, blocking. So the key is really kind of like it is every week. You know, if you can get a lead, you can force people to spread out. If we can get them into third and longs, we can force people to spread out. So, you know, that's going to be kind of the chess match that we're going to play. And again, I think it's not so much as, you know, what can we do? We can bat balls down, you know, pressure getting Matt off his spot, not letting him throw rhythmically is going to be huge for us. So it just, you know, you just got to keep grinding, and you know, eventually you get there.
Pass rushers ever get slumps?
Yeah, I mean, it happens all the time. You watch guys, you'll see throughout the year. I mean, look at you just take last year. I mean, I think you know, there was guys that jumped out to like 10 quick, and then you didn't see from the rest of the year. You know, it sacks come in waves. I swear, once you get one, then you'll spark, and they come in bunches. That's how we've always said, they come in bunches. You know, when I came in the league, I was told you got to miss two to get one. You know, it's one of those things. And but the greatest advice I ever got as far as that is my old coach Bob Carmelo has told me. He said, if you can win one out of every 18 rushes, you'll have with 16 sacks in a year. But what do you do with your 17 failures to help you win that one? So it's just one of those things. You know, you have to learn from your mistakes. You have to set people up. You have to get in rhythms. And and yeah, but you go in spurts, you go in slumps, and you try not to get in slumps. And the biggest thing is just not let that not let those ghosts creep in. You got to just keep rushing. And for me, I just watch film. And it's me. It's not so much if the quarterback gets on the ground. It's how's my rush going? How's my technique going? I compare to previous years. And if, you know, if I'm beating a guy and I'm getting around the quarterback and he just doesn't happen to have the ball, well, you know what? You got to get. It'd be a different thing if you were just getting near him. But so yeah, you just keep going. Next thing you know, guy's gonna have the ball. Next thing you know, it seems like he's pumping the ball, you know, when you're getting there. Then all of a sudden, you're getting sacks on plays you probably shouldn't get sacks on, and it's just kind of the way it goes.
Peter, what do you see for this Matthews kid?
Like I said earlier, I mean, athletic kid, big kid, but I think it's a lot. Their overall blocking scheme doesn't really isolate a whole lot of people. They have a lot of block 'em ups, a lot of max pro type looks that we'll have to worry about. But you know, big, strong, athletic kid, just like everybody else in the NFL is.
Back in the dome, do you feel different?
It's not my dome. They're gonna be booing us. Yeah, so. Yeah, yeah. No, I honestly don't. I prefer playing on grass. I think football is supposed to be played outdoor in the elements. You know, people talk about footing all the time, but you know, if I'm fast, so is the other guy. So for me, it doesn't matter. It's about situations and taking advantage of situations. And you know, getting people in the right spot to rush the passer.
Jared, I realize that you're not playing coverage or anything like that, but how does this defense compare in terms of simplicity to others that you've played for? And I've heard it described as vanilla.
No, I wouldn't say it's vanilla. I mean, we got stuff. But I think the games we've been playing, I mean, the zone read thing has taken the NFL, I mean, from what, a couple years ago to being none, to then there was maybe one or two teams, and I think, you know, goodness, three out of the five teams or four out of the five teams we played are zone read. So it kind of forces you to be vanilla, look a little vanilla, you know, as far as that standpoint. You got to play a lot of, you know, used to be you get a shotgun look and it means pass rush. So it means, you know, so you're blitzing, so you're more aggressive. Now, if you got a running quarterback or now you got zone read capabilities, options, so now it's, you know, now you got to decide, am I playing lateral? If I play vertical up the field and it's a zone read, you're going to get gashed, right? So I don't think it's so much of what our defense is. It's just kind of the schemes we've been playing it, because I think you've seen at times when we've been able to heat them up, like even if you take last week's game, we got them in some situations where we were able to bring pressure. And then, oh, shit, thank you. Excuse me. There we go. It's clear, so I'm good. So they can share, everybody know I'm healthy still. You know, I just ate some really hot tortilla soup, so sinuses are gone. But no, I wouldn't. So I wouldn't. You know, all defenses have their niches and their capabilities. We just happen to be, you know, kind of in a mindset where we've been playing some stuff. So this week I'm curious to see what we do. But I wouldn't. I mean. You know, it's kind of one of those dang if you do, dang if you don't, because if you're too aggressive, people say we should be more vanilla. If you're too vanilla, people say you should be more aggressive. But bottom line is, I mean, this is the best defense I've been as far as taking balls away. I mean, to be the amount of turnovers we have already is something that's fun to be a part of. I mean, that makes playing defense excited. And I think, we're getting better in the run game, you know, week to week, and we're getting better on the third downs and stuff like that. We just got to continue to grow and be more consistent.
Where's your frustration level right now with your personal play?
None. Goodness, I led the team in tackles the other day. I was laughing with somebody. I said, well, that whole thing about me not playing the run anymore has got to be out the window, because you know, I think I have like a season high tackle total already. It's not. I watch film. If I was playing bad ball, I'd let you know. I wish, like I said, I wish coming off that Jets game, I was still. I mean, obviously, I didn't want to catch pneumonia. You know, I felt I was in a good rhythm coming off that game, and then you know, last week, just you know, I could have used some of the weight back on a couple of things. But other than that, I mean, to me, I always say you got to earn the right to rush the passer. And again, you know, that's what we get judged at right now. 10 years ago, I'd get more credit for having a 10-tackle game than I would having, you know, a tackle and two sacks. It's just the way the league was. So for me, it's just about making plays. As long as I'm helping my team win, as long as I'm, you know, doing my job and doing my assignments, grading out well, and my production's up, whether those are tackles or sacks, I mean, do I want all the sacks? Absolutely. Will they come? Absolutely. So, and again, like I said, my technique and my rush is good. I don't really have a whole lot of false movements. And you just got to keep working, and again, they'll come. Like I said, I've been doing this a long time. It's been up and downs, and you know what? The good Lord hasn't failed me yet, so I don't think He has plans for me to be a complete bum yet. So,
Jared, the pass rush is active early on in the game. You guys are back to the balls down. It kind of tapered down a little bit in the second half. Is this something that Carolina was doing differently?
Well, the ball came out quicker, but think about it. We had, what, it was 21-7?
Yeah, they were passing.
To their pass, and then they got into where they were running zone reads and throwing play action off of it, which kind of, you know, back on their heels. And now, next thing you know, the game's tied up. So, again, it comes down to situations, and you got to take advantage of opportunities when you can get them. We had them early, and, you know, some unfortunate, you know, your turnovers at the end of the game put us in some bad spots, and we weren't able to pull it out, but, you know. Again, we got to be more consistent and take. You know, we can't give up the two drives we gave up. I mean, there's the difference in the game right there. If we can stop them in that 2 minute at the end of the half, you know, we win the game.